This podcast will contain adult content and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
You have to use so many cuss words.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
And now, live from the Chili Pepper Podcasting Studios, it's time for The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul.
We are back with this week's segment of The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. Today, hot topic of the day. I hesitate to use these two words put together because they are probably associated with the conservative movement more than anything else. And to me, it's not about that. It's about us as a society. And the two words are cancel culture. But what I read this week, Len, that, you know, just disturbed me. I don't want to say to no end, but it just disturbs me as a society, how we keep going back and looking at certain things and saying, oh yeah, that's no good. So this week it was, we shouldn't be calling Mr. Potato Head Mr. Potato Head. There is the outcry on the Texas fight song. There is a movement in San Francisco, which has already been passed, to remove presidents, politicians, including Dianne Feinstein, from schools in San Francisco because they could have been slave owners. Dianne Feinstein, at one point in time, some 20 years ago, someone had ripped down a Confederate flag from her office and she had it replaced, or from her building or something, and had it replaced. And then, God, I had one more, brother, and I can't remember.
A Dr. Seuss, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Seuss. Thank you very much. And now Dr. Seuss books, six of them, you know, are being taken out of publication. It's not like it was six of his biggest ones, you know, of all time, but six books. And I get so frustrated anymore with what I'm afraid of. What I'm genuinely afraid of is we're going to just keep going through and whitewashing things that have come up over the years. And the days of Sanford and Son, done. The days of Blazing Saddles, done. The days of, oh, I had another show, the Jeffersons, done. Archie Bunker, done. I mean, and society is so offended anymore by some of these things when the reality is it's not always a negative thing. And people need to learn from stuff and people need to take stuff in and say, okay, yeah, okay, that person was a piece of history. I don't agree with everything they did, but it doesn't change the fact that George Washington was our forefather, was the first president of the United States, or that Abraham Lincoln was a president of the United States. So I don't know. Some of these things are just making me crazy.
Well, the problem that I have right now with it all is it's now become a political symbol and people use it for political ploy against the other party.
Because it is both sides.
Well, it's both sides. And what's funny is now you're seeing the conservatives do this. These are the same people that are okay with their prior president, you know, basically saying Fox has got to fire Karl Rove because he said something that was mean against me. Well, that's cancel culture. So it's filled with hypocrisy throughout the country because what's not good for some people is good for other people's and they want to cancel out whatever. And that's the dangerous slippery slope you always talk about is what's, you know, I may not like Twitter anymore because they won't let certain people on Twitter.
So I love Twitter. I've been on Twitter now for like 2.5 weeks.
I know. We got you addicted first to TikTok and now all of a sudden
I love Twitter. Yeah.
Next is OnlyFans, and then
well, we won't go there.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Yeah. I don't even think you know what OnlyFans is.
I don't know.
Okay. No, his sons do, but anyway.
Anyway, credit card does. Right. Paul doesn't know.
It's crazy. I mean, the first thing I think of is I don't have a problem with going back and looking and revisiting things that we did as a country because we are not a perfect country. We do not have a perfect history here. There are things we should change. And one of them, the first thing that always has upset me is the Redskins, that name.
Sure.
Has always been offensive to me. So I think it's okay to look back and say, like you said, yeah, this thing was wrong. I disagreed with it, whatever. But some things need to be changed as well. Some things need to be either pulled. I do not think a Confederate flag belongs in anywhere near a federal building or a capitol. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've got to look at that
thing. You can't have the Confederate flag representing justice in any way, shape, or form. I agree with that 100%.
I mean, even Germany doesn't allow swastikas, right? Dr. Seuss, I see Andre pull this up. Dr. Seuss is a funny story because Dr. Seuss's estate, the people that own the rights to Dr. Seuss, are the ones that pulled the books.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I was reading about it, people were like, oh, this is this, you know, we're already pulling Dr. Seuss. But no, Dr. Seuss pulled Dr. Seuss. Now, if a company wants to do whatever they want to do, they're free to do that. In fact, my wife, who had Dr. Seuss books, because she taught for 28 years in the public schools, had them up for sale. And all of a sudden, they're selling like crazy. And she's like, what's going on? And then we explained to her what was going on. And she's like, oh. So, I mean, now
mark up those
prices. Amazon's saying they've sold more Dr. Seuss books. So, you know, maybe it
was not more Dr. Seuss books, more of the six Dr. Right. Seuss books that but were on the list.
Dr. Seuss books is going, like she said, for $300 yeah. or something. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, maybe it was a ploy by Dr. Seuss.
But here's the question.
I don't know.
But here's the other question is, what was offensive about it?
I don't know. I'd never read Dr. Seuss.
So, I've read Dr. Seuss, but I've never read those
you've
books.
I don't know
what they are.
It never listed in the article. It said there was some imagery or something that could possibly be, and this is what scares me. I mean, I thought they
said racial stereotypes.
They could be. The books were made in the freaking 40s.
But I mean, it's not. But I don't think it's bad to look back. Look, I remember you brought up one TV show, Archie Bunker, All in the Family, right?
Yeah.
I remember watching that when I was a kid with my dad. And my dad, you know, he lived through racism and everything else, you know, being a short little Hispanic guy from West Denver with Spanish basically his first language. And so he lived through all this stuff. And I remember watching this show and they had a Spanish maid on cleaning their house because Edith couldn't clean that day.
Mm-hmm.
So he brings in a maid and she's barely speaking English. And he said, Archie Bunker looked at her and he said, make sure it's spick and span. And the, you know, they had that fake audience laugh.
Yeah,
and I remembered my dad shutting off the TV and said, I will never watch that show again. So, and we never, and I remember him sitting down and explaining to me, because I didn't know what a spick was.
You right.
know? And he explained to me the word spick and how that affected. To me, maybe that show shouldn't be played again because it's offensive to some people. Maybe it should be played again so people can watch and learn what it was like back in the 70s to watch TV and get offended and see that even Hollywood was okay with making offensive remarks.
Not today. Hollywood won't stand for it.
Oh, I don't think that show would make it that actually show.
You know, and there's no doubt that there are TV shows and All in the Family is a great example too, you know, that had things on it that you could find offensive by standards 30 years ago and standards today. No doubt about it. The thing that makes me crazy is you were given the opportunity to figure out if you were offended by it. You were given the opportunity. Your dad was given the opportunity as a father to make a decision to say, we're not watching this or we are watching this or this is what this means or this is what it doesn't mean. What pisses me off today is that the kids today, they don't even know what offends them. They don't even know what offensive is. They just go, you know, right to certain things. And again, whether it's right or wrong, and I guess I'm not taking a side. I'm taking a side of we were educated at a different time, right? I mean, we grew up in Denver, so, you know, we're a local show here, but I grew up in South Denver. What did everyone growing up in Denver say was going on in South Denver when we were growing up?
I have no idea.
White people.
Right.
Right. And the west side was Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
And the north side was more Italians.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you went
east,
then you ran into the African-American community.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is offensive. That was the way that Denver was laid out, much like many cities around the United States. That's how
they're segregated.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they just that's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had the good fortune of going to a school that was mildly diverse. And having the opportunity to meet you and to meet other people. And all of a sudden, my world, you know, really, really opened when I started hanging out on the west side and I started hanging out on the east side. And, you know, you got out of my bubble and I went to other people's bubble. And you heard the comments or you heard things that were being said by all communities. And so I've had the opportunity to open my mind and be able to say, man, that's jacked up. That's jacked up what just happened. Today, everything is underneath this bubble of like we're protecting people from something. you know, don't read that doctor because, you know, it could be, there could be something that's racially insensitive on that. Don't put George Washington
on your school
whatever, because, yeah, you know, back in the day, he might have owned slaves. And I was just reading this thing, the San Francisco thing, while you were talking. You know, and Abraham Lincoln was accused of running out Native Americans and
genocide with them.
Yeah, but there's history to be taught. There's things to be learned. And as a society, if we keep taking those things away, then it's a problem.
I agree, but the first problem is you got to teach the right history because
well, I was just going to say that you need a change of how history is perceived because it's a whitewashed history we have right now.
Right. And that's where I was going with that because I remember growing up, I was a history buff. I still am. I loved the subject in school, outside of school. I still read about history. I love history. I never remember reading about Native Americans that much except Thanksgiving pilgrims, right?
Right.
I mean, I didn't read about the Sand Creek Massacre, you know, and not until I was able to read it on my own. Mm-hmm. They didn't teach that in school. They don't teach how they moved Native Americans out of Colorado and moved them up to South Dakota for, you know, that stuff needs to be taught. And that's where I don't.
That stuff needs to be taught.
Taught.
Jesus.
See, I loved history.
His history's good. His English.
My English was horrible. Thank God for Brother Bernard because he helped me through English. But anyway, that's why I'm not. I don't think it's a bad thing to look at things. So I don't think it's a bad idea to look back and sometimes question things about how we did things, about what we're doing with things now, and how we can move forward in the future. I do worry a little bit that you're right in regards to we cancel things out and then we won't learn from them.
Yep.
Now, if we cancel everything out, then we can't teach about the bad of Thomas Jefferson and maybe the good of Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln. We can't teach about the bad stuff, you know, and there was some bad stuff with Abraham Lincoln, but there was some amazing stuff. The fact that he fought the Civil War and the fact that the 14th Amendment, which, you know,
Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, it was the best thing other than the Civil Rights Act for minorities. So it's amazing that we're here now. The problem that scares me with this, though, when you brought up cancel culture, is what we're going through now. And I see people like Jim Jordan standing up and going, "Oh, it's cancel culture." And by the way, these people can't talk about me. This is the same people that when the French went and helped the United States, they wouldn't call French fries French fries. They called them freedom fries.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the same people that stand up now and say it's the liberal cancel culture. But when you guys, you couldn't even call French fries French fries for a while. You had to call them freedom fries because you were mad at the French.
Right.
So, I mean, the
French are pansy asses.
Well, they are pansy asses, but I mean, French fries are one of the best inventions
ever. We're
going to
get canceled by the country of France now.
They're not even watching this.
They're not even from France.
Right. How many potatoes grow in France?
Well, you can't get French fries in France.
I mean, that reminds me of French say toast. Anything French fries, French dressing. Toast.
What do you guys think of the proposition that there is a cancel culture that's pervasive, but, and I'm going to stick my neck on the line here for the millennials of the world, is there also a thing called consequence culture? And if you are a person like Ellen DeGeneres, who's a complete scumbag and needs to be canceled, or you're a complete idiot like Lauren Boebert, or you're a complete racist like Marjorie Taylor Greene, those people, certain people, the Matt Lauers of the world, deserve to be canceled. And they deserve consequence for their actions. And yes, there's an overswing, I'll give you that. And it's powered by social media outrage. And therefore, it's rocket-powered beyond our belief. And it happens quickly. But there are certain instances where I do believe people get their comeuppance and they fucking deserve it. And you have to make a distinction. And I don't think you get both ways, guys. I think that you have to have consequences for your actions and your words. And nowadays, it does seem quick and that we're revisionist historians all of a sudden.
No, we're not revisionist historians. We make decisions on people that who's the actor or actress from Star Wars? Star Wars,
Mandalorian.
Yeah, who just lost her job.
Gina Carano.
And I don't even know what she tweeted. I got to be honest with you. I didn't research
it. Being Republican during this time is like being a Jew in Nazi Germany.
Which is I mean, I don't think she deserved to get her job ripped out from her.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's a choice that Disney.
Yeah, Disney made.
I think I was gonna say when you were asking that question, Andre, I was like, I already know. I think the way Paul is going to think, and this is, it's a market society. Like he was arguing when we were talking about politicians, we shouldn't kick them out. They need to be voted out. Mm-hmm. And same thing with people like Disney. Now, look, Disney as a company has a right to hire whatever actors and fire whatever actors and take the consequences to the contracts that they sign with them that they want. And if somebody stands up and says, hey, being a Republican is like being a Jew during Nazi Germany, and Disney don't like it, then don't they have a right to fire it?
And Disney doesn't like it.
Which is ironic because they are, I mean, they were founded by a person who was
very
anti-Semite. You know?
You can't mix current day social media with history of 100 years ago or 60 years ago. It's two different things. So when you talk about, you know, some of the here and now ons that you just brought up, if they want Ellen DeGeneres to go away, don't watch her show. And it'll go away. It's not a problem. Whether she's a scumbag or not, they did an investigation and her show's still on TV. So that's up to
I guarantee you there's hundreds of scumbags on TV on the radio right now. I mean, look, Rush Limbaugh, when I would listen to him, would make me sick to my stomach. I thought that guy was a racist, homophobic. You know, but people listened, and radio station, he was one of the highest paid radio guys in the world because he had a huge audience. That was their choice. I would never pay a dime to listen to that guy, no matter what. That's just the market. The market allowed him to do that, and he had enough listeners to do it. If Disney can go on making this TV show or movie, whatever it is, and not it affect them, that's their choice.
She wasn't in it like that much to make that much of an impact.
Was she a good actress on it, Aj?
She really wasn't in it that much to really.
I don't think
it really matters,
right?
Not having her in.
I think, you know, here's a part of it too, and you guys may disagree. And when you're an actor or you're on TV and you're doing whatever, a singer, and you make a decision to go one way or other politically or not, I mean, just make a stand. You take the risk of losing fans, contracts, you know, whatever it is. You know, one of our favorite performers of all time, Bon Jovi, has always been a Democrat. He takes that risk that he's going to lose Republican support. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it affects him that much. And I don't think he really cares because he's made enough money throughout his career. But young people that are starting their career, like this young actress, when she posted that on Twitter, she's taking her career in her own hands at that point. If I'm her agent, I'm like, you tweeted what? And she, no, I really feel this, so I need to make this expression out.
Good, write it down, put it on a piece of paper, put it away.
Yeah, we just lost a big contract. So they take the risk. I don't consider that cancel culture, although people are using that as cancel culture now. I heard somebody on one of the stations, not saying Fox, but it was Fox, that said, you know, this poor girl, it's canceled culture. And I don't believe that's canceled culture.
She just got fired from a business doing
what they do. Twitter canceled the former president. And if you don't like that decision, don't tweet. I mean, don't use Twitter anymore. And if they cancel, you know, Cuomo, then people that are fans of Cuomo don't use Twitter anymore. I mean, that's just the market playing itself.
You know, I agree. Businesses have the right to make decisions based on the people that work for them. And I'll go back to Ellen DeGeneres. I don't even know what TV station she's on.
I think ABC or NBC.
Doesn't matter.
She's on ABC.
They're making a conscious decision to say, we're going to keep playing her show. Yeah.
And it's about the money for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's generating enough revenue for us to deal with this. And by the way, you haven't heard anything about her in the last 3-4 months anyway. So, I mean, she's, you know, her contract comes up and they'll probably just let her go at that time. But, you know, when I want to go back to these schools in San Francisco, what drove me nuts when I read the article about the schools in San Francisco is, you know, here we are in the middle of a coronavirus pandemic. The schools in San Francisco aren't even open yet. So they're making decisions to go ahead and switch out the names of these schools. That's a rebranding for every school. So I think the number, and I couldn't find it in here, but the number was in the millions of dollars. Really? That's the priority today that your school board needs to needs to have? Because if I were a member, or if I were a person that my kids were going to that school, I probably would actually go to that school board meeting and go, what are we doing? Okay, yeah, duly noted. But put it on the back burner, but let's deal with this problem right now. Yeah,
I agree with you about 85% on that. The 15% I'm thinking is if you're going to make a change and you've got to go into the school, repaint, redo this, now's the time because nobody's there. So that might be part of the thinking, but I agree with you. Right. Spending money right now on that when you're hurting for money and you need the federal government to step in and pay for things to help you make it, that doesn't make sense to me. That makes no sense.
So, Mr. Potato Head.
And I don't even get that one.
When I read the whole Mr. Potato Head thing,
Explain that to me? Because I haven't read that.
I didn't read it.
Yeah, there was not going to be a Mr. Potato Head or a Mrs. Potato Head. It was going to be a Potato Head. And it would be non-gender specific.
Oh, I love that.
Because they didn't want to offend people. And I'm like, are you effing kidding me right now?
I mean, I never you really go saw to the Mr. Store. Potato Head or right. Mrs. Potato well, Head as Mrs. Like a certain gender, really.
Right. It said on the box, Mrs. Potato Head, and then it said on the other box, Mr. Potato Head. So when you went to the store, you went, oh, I think my daughter wants a Mr. Potato Head. So I'm going to get Mr. Potato Head. And you had a set of lips and some eyes and I think a tie and some shoes. And then when you bought Mrs. Potato Head, you had a set of lips, but they were different.
They were right? Like yeah, red they were, or like
right.
puffy.
They were a little puffier. Yeah. And then you had eyes and a nose. And I think maybe a bow, instead of a hat, maybe it was a bow on top of her head.
I think so. I don't know. Me and Dante, I think, mixed up our potato
probably
heads all the
yeah.
time.
So, but again, when we start coming down to that level, you're just like, what are we doing? What the frick are we doing?
But, you know, probably a better marketing strategy. Why don't you make a transgender potato head to
because
go?
Because the 0.0007% of America needs their own potato head?
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
I get what you're saying. If you're trying to reach that.
I'm not saying you say people. Transgender. You just say, you have Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head and question a question mark potato head. And you have both
all three.
You have everything in there. I mean, look.
Get the combo pack.
again, if you're a parent of a kid that goes through transgender, and I don't know anything about this. I don't know anything. I haven't.
Then don't talk about it. Then why are you talking about
because
it?
Because I'm assuming.
You admittedly. No, but don't assume.
I can
because
assume.
You're gonna, okay.
Why
you're
can't
gonna
I assume?
Because you're going to sound like an ass.
Where in podcast rules does it say do not use assumption? If you're a parent and you have a transgender child and you want to buy a potato head, why should you be limited to pick between Mr. and Mrs.? Uh-huh. Why can't you have a potato head that your kid can establish and identify with as kind of relevant to them?
Okay.
I don't understand why you get, first of all, and the bottom line is the fact that we're worried about this right now when 500,000 plus people have died, people are out of work, and we're arguing over a potato head's genders is ridiculous.
And Dr. Seuss books, what the hell is going on?
I have no idea. I mean, I guess we're so bored about watching.
We watch the same thing and we're stuck at home with the same people.
2,000 people die a day on average in America. More in a week than in 9/11 still. We're still averaging that. And we're worried about whether or not Mr. Potato Head has a penis or a vagina.
He never had either. Can you imagine buying a goddamn potato head and going, I need a vagina? What the hell are you talking? You have been, for 5 minutes, I've been ignoring you, and then you come up with that? Excuse me, sister. Sister, have you seen my potato head's dick? What are you doing?
What do you mean I'm doing? I'm explaining.
No, you've just taken this show into for your eyes only column.
Guys, this is cancel culture right here.
This is how
Paul
it happens.
Is doing. He is not allowing us to discuss this.
There's no one discussing. It's just you. We have left you alone for the last 10 minutes. Your daughter right now is trying to leave as you've rambled on over there.
Well, let me tell you about transgender potato.
I'm not saying I understand
good because you keep talking about it.
And I'm not saying that I've lived through that. What I'm saying is
I'm trying.
It doesn't hurt us as a society
to have a discussion,
but
about potato heads being transgender.
you're the one who brought it up.
No, Leonard, I did not bring it up.
You brought up the potato head.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You went down a rabbit hole that makes you look like it's a rabbit buffoon.
It's a rabbit hole to you because you feel uncomfortable in your masculinity to talk about gender and transgender stuff.
What are we doing? What do you want to do this right now?
I'm just confused how we got here.
Yeah. I don't feel uncomfortable, Leonard. We started having a rational discussion about rational things, and you've now turned it into the national debate over transgender.
Wait till G.I. Joe turns into G.I. Jane Joe, and Paul's going to have a shit fit. Because you can't change a G.I. Joe to G.I. Jane in one person.
First off, who nowadays plays with Mr. Potato Head? I think Logan made this point. Show assistant producer.
Great question.
Hey, by the way,
the lamest toy ever. Yeah,
we had it, and I was like, this is kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid. So anybody buying their kid a Mr. Potato Head or Mrs. or question mark Potato Head, I'm sorry for their children just because they play with that shitty toy.
Sales are up this week.
I guess. I mean, it's going to be a collector's item if they keep canceling it out. I mean, mm-hmm. I think that's what we've learned. You cancel it out, and then it's more valuable on the third and fourth market.
That could have been a ploy, by the way.
Oh, good point.
First of all, you're listening to The Legal Dispute with Lenny and Paul. And a shout out to some of the people that help around here that probably don't. Andre, of course, does all our production and editing and sometimes make us sound better than we actually sound. But then when he jumps in, he makes us sound a lot worse. We've got Logan, who helps out with ideas and comes up with ideas. Logan Gaudette, who's out
in between
college.
His frat parties. He's got a busy frat party schedule up there.
right during the pandemic.
Right.
And then we've got Dante, who does our graphic designs. And then now on the show is Adriana. So shout out to everybody.
Oh, wow. That's like the first time you guys used my actual name.
Well, Paul didn't know you. That was your name. He thought it was Aji. He literally thinks that's what it is on. Anyway, you know, what's next with Mr. Potato Head since we're on this mess? Is it, why don't we call it Senor Papas or something, you know, Papa's Head or something?
Because
that
would be offensive.
Do you guys think they have these same problems in other countries, in other cultures?
No.
Is this an American phenomenon of cancel culture and Mr. Potato Head?
I think it's American and European, yes.
But you know what, Andre? The reason is because America has a crazy history. We are a country that is more mixed than any other country. I mean, you can go, like Paul explained, you could go to an Italian, you could go in New York City itself, you go to Little Italy, you go to Chinatown. You could go and see the Bronx and see Puerto Ricans in Queens and African-American districts. And then you got the Irish and then you got the Italian. I mean, we're so mixed that we have to figure out how we all live together. And now what you've got is, and I don't think it's a bad thing, I think now you add in there, whether it's the LGBT group is now starting to feel more comfortable coming out, and we as a country have to do a better job of figuring out how to do that. Like, we're trying to figure out how to mix the races together. We have to mix other people's ideas of who they are the same way. And so, I don't look at it all as cancel culture. I look at it as looking at things. I do think we take it too far sometimes. I do think that the schools changing names is probably not a good idea, especially now.
No, it's ridiculous. You have to draw a line.
You know,
that's over the line.
You know, a long time ago, there was a high school that's had a long history in Colorado, Arvada.
Weren't they the Warriors?
No, they were the Redskins, and they changed their name to Arvada Reds. And they did that way before, you know, anybody really put pressure on them. Hands up to Jefferson County. They did that years ago before it became a popular thing to do. If you want to do that, I think that's a great thing. You look back, you say, hey, this is not a good representation of our school. We want to be known as something else. I think you're right when it comes to, like, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington. How can you learn about them if you erase them from our history?
Yeah, it's like if you do one wrong thing, you're written off of the history books.
The thing that bugs me the most is 250 years from now, some things that we're doing today are going to be considered the wrong things.
Excellent
point. A lot of things that you do today.
Paul. No, but I don't know what those are. Look, you know, you could sit there and say that people would be condemned in history because they drank or because they
smoked weed.
And again, this isn't someone defending what George Washington did or Thomas Jefferson did or Abraham Lincoln did. We have to teach understanding. And this is where we were in our history. It wasn't a good part of our history. It wasn't a good time for us. But these were the leaders of our country, and here's what they did. Here's what was wrong with it. And to your point, Len, here's the good things that they did. But here's the things that we need to learn from, because we don't want to repeat history again. And when we sit there and some of the crap that's just come up over the last few weeks, I'm just like, what are we doing? I mean, if you want to ban something, then you damn well better explain to everyone as to what is wrong with it, why it was offensive, and why it is that we can no longer as a society accept that on a building, or why we can no longer accept it on a label. Or, you know, I mean, it's when you look at everything that's gone on the last couple of years, you're just like, seriously, in the grand scheme of things, education is a beautiful thing. Teach the right stuff, to your point, Aj, and I agree with you. If you're going to teach about Christopher Columbus, then you better teach about Christopher Columbus, because the Pinto, the Santa Marina, and whatever the other third boat
the
was,
Nina.
Yeah, that came up, were not cruise ships. And, you know, when they landed, you know, there was no formal gathering of people to talk about what we were going to do. So teach it. But, you know, don't sit there and say that he never existed, because he did, and he was here. But we need to understand why. Does he have to have a name or a holiday after him? That's a whole discussion that people should say, no, maybe that name should be changed. It goes along with Leonard's Redskins conversation. Maybe that's a day that we remember Native Americans. Maybe that's a day that we remember something else other than him. But as a result of a mistake that we've made in the past, we're going to learn from that mistake and we're going to move forward, and here's why. But, you know, some of this other stuff that goes on is just, it's crazy to me. It's truly crazy to me. Martin Luther King Day is not celebrated across the United States. People want to sit there and cancel out certain things about it. How about fixing some of the things within our culture to say,
that's a good point.
You know what? You all are going to celebrate this holiday. And here's why you're going to celebrate this holiday. And here's why it's important. But we spend more time, more useless time as a society on irrelevant, petty things in the United States.
Don't you think right now, I think it's so much in our face. It's on the news because it has become a political game. And what I mean by that is, now you have one side that is yelling and screaming about cancel culture, which they've had plenty of their own cancel culture. And you have the other side overreacting to what they say and saying, now that we have some power, we're going to take care of this. And it's almost like they're setting their lines, which makes us more divided. In other words, maybe we wouldn't even be talking about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. Maybe they wouldn't be doing this in San Francisco. But for the other party saying cancel culture, cancel culture, cancel.
I think just, the conversation. Yes, I think political parties, both political parties right now are incredibly divisive, one against the other. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do anything the same. I think the arguments on our forefathers have been going on for 10, 20, 15 years. Mm-hmm. So it's not.
Why now? Why now change the
because,
schools?
Well, yeah, but why? Because the discussion's been taking place forever. So, you know, now just these things are coming to a head because a school district in San Francisco decided to go out and spend the money.
I know, but why now would San Francisco do this? Are they doing this?
They did it in
to
the
slap back at the other party.
No. And we're going to wrap up this segment really quick. They did it in the wake of Charlottesville. So that's when they started having those conversations. Hey, that was fun. That was a good conversation. We're going to move on to our next segment. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about the NFL. So we will move into that right now with the legal dispute with Lenny and Paul.